Zach Taylor's entry for Sports Anchor opens up with a scheduled sports report, but in an unscheduled location. His studio was shut down due to a power outage, so he moved into the main control room, which was on battery backup power.
There are bigger media in town, but we're the only ones locally owned. 1620 WTAW.
And Zach Taylor with the sports this afternoon. And it's been an interesting day for sure since we just had the power go out along with my script that I can't get to.
So Zach is in the control room with me where we do have backup power. And so Zach is going to summarize the best he can what he was going to share with us.
Summarize best sports. Okay, well, practice was yesterday for Texas A&M football. Kevin Sumlin talked with the media afterwards. Really didn't say a whole heck of a lot. Kind of laid out, which nothing new about that.
Geez, that was a surprise.
Yeah, it's a big surprise. So basically he was laying out the overview. Now the guys are taking today off, but they'll be back at it again tomorrow night. It's Friday Night Lights at Kyle Field that gets underway at 8 o'clock. I believe gates open at 7 o'clock. They said I think it's going to be the same exact rigmarole that you would go for Midnight Yell or something like that.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. How is Friday Night Lights going to compare with the spring scrimmage?
Yeah, it's going to be much like Midnight Yell would be. They're going to check bags and things like that going in, so the same procedures. But I believe tickets are $5 for adults. College age and under is completely free, and it's free parking as well. So they want to get as many people out there as they can. Again, that gets underway 8 o'clock tomorrow night, and it's open to the public.
What's the format going to be like for the football players?
For the football players, you would imagine you're going to see a lot of the different guys. I'm sure everybody will get a little bit of playing time. And I doubt that they're going to show much, considering it is open to the public. So I would imagine they're going to keep everything pretty close to the vest. But it gives you a chance to see some of these guys, maybe some new players that you haven't seen before. So it should be a lot of fun. I know I'm going to be out there along with, I'm sure, several other members of the media. So that should be a lot of fun.
So it will be some level of controlled scrimmage, and maybe we'll see a little bit more when the maroon and white game.
Yeah, I would expect the maroon and white game is going to be a little bit longer. Of course, that's on April 9th, I believe, at 5 o'clock at Kyle. Tomorrow night's just going to be a little bit of a sneak peek, maybe a little precursor of that. So again, that gets underway at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Talking about Daniel House is actually going to be in a 3-point shooting contest down in Houston, getting ready for the Final Four down there. And so kind of as a precursor to that, they're going to have a little competition. So he's shooting, that's going to be on ESPN tonight at 8 o'clock. Valparaiso and, George Washington are going to be taking each other on in the NIT championship game up in Madison Square Garden. That's going to take place at 6 o'clock. And so the NIT championship game taking place tonight. Both baseball teams here in the Lone Star State have returned home from their prospective spring training facilities. The Rangers no longer in Arizona. They've returned home tonight. They're going to be hosting the Cleveland Indians in an exhibition at 7:05 at the ballpark in Arlington, Globe Life Park, what have you. And then down in Houston, the Houston Astros returned from Kissimmee, and they're going to be hosting the Milwaukee Brewers at 7:10.
Now, a final cut's been made?
I think so.
We're at opening day roster.
I think their opening day roster, was it 40 players, I think, something like that. And so, everybody's, you see all this news going on, and the guys that are getting cut, guys that are getting starting jobs. And so I think the Houston Astros have whittled down to two first basemen. They sent everybody else back to the minors, including Chris Singleton, who is John Singleton, who is a highly touted minor leaguer. So he's been sent back down. So, it's getting close. If it's not there already, I imagine that they've already whittled down what they want for their opening day rosters.
Is that like the third generation now of the Singleton family?
I don't think he's related to the other Singletons. Unless I missed that somewhere, I don't think he's a Singleton son or anything like that, or a nephew. He's been bounced around from the majors to the minors the past couple of years.
Yeah, because I remember growing up with Ken Singleton and then Chris followed, and
right.
I don't know if those two are related.
Yeah, I don't think they might be, but I don't think he's related to either one of those guys. And it's a really cool story, too. They've got a guy named White. His last name's White, and he was a 30th round pick, I think, from like Coastal Carolina or Western Carolina or something like that. Well, he's going to be on the opening day roster, and it's really cool. I know I've seen a lot of videos about his parents talking about it and everything, and how his dreams have finally come true. And it's a really cool story. And of course, basketball tonight, Houston Rockets are in a 3-way tie with the Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. That 7th and 8th spots in the Western Conference playoff picture still up for grabs. And so they'll be hosting tonight. I can't exactly remember right off the top of my head who they're going to be hosting tonight, but they'll be in action this evening at 6 o'clock.
You did not know this. This is a Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Contest Day.
Is it really?
Yes.
Well, in that case, we already got everything figured out. And I kind of like this face-to-face interaction that we've got going on, Bill. I might need to come in here more often.
All right. So we
can get this done.
All right. Send her home for me.
And that's been your afternoon sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Week 2 of high school football got underway early last night with the Rutter Rangers falling to the Hutto Hippos 41-0 at Merrill Green Stadium. The loss drops Rutter to 1-1 on the year, while Hutto improves to 2-0. After having its season opener canceled last week, Anum Consolidated officially kicks off its season tonight at home against number 9 Richmond Foster. Game time is set for 7:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Bryan Vikings look to bounce back from a Week 1 loss when they host Waller at 7:30 on Sports Radio 1150. The 1-0 College Station Cougars try to stay on track when they entertain Colleen Shoemaker at 7:30 on the Zone 102.7 FM. And Patrick Goodman goes for his first win as Navasota head coach when the Rattlers welcome Magnolia to town at 7 on Willie 97.7. Elsewhere, St. Joe's visits Shiner St. Paul at 7:30. Brazos Christian takes on Snook at 7:30 as well. And Buffalo visits Normandy at 7:30 on Willie 103.5. Remember to follow all of your favorite teams anytime. Just head over to brazosfootball.com. Texas A&M is gearing up to take on number 16 UCLA this Saturday. Now, it's an interesting dynamic in that Aggie offensive coordinator Noel Mazzoni is coming off 4 years as the Bruins OC.
Most of those kids were freshmen when I showed up that were playing against the sophomores. Those guys, every spring ball in 2 days, they've gone against this offense. Am I changing a lot? No, because, I mean, I think we're at the end of the day, you know, plays are plays and schemes are schemes. At the end of the day, kids got to make plays. You know, the old saying, familiarity breeds great defense. There's a little bit of truth to that, but I don't really worry about it that much. I think it's going to be a good football game. I think on the flip side, I've also gone against their defense for the last 4 years, you know, what they thought. So I don't think is it an advantage, disadvantage. Heck, I don't know.
Yes, we'll see when Coach Mazzoni and the guys take the field. Kickoff is tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 with broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW, as well as Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM.